When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce has the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I should have told you our segment with Mark Brody, brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, for all the right reasons. 866 Four Seasons. And now we get to our guy, Bruce Levine, who is brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Bruce, Will Venable, we got a chance to meet him via Zoom. What was your take on what you saw? You know the guy, so you're ahead of all of us.
You know, I know him and I don't know him, okay? Because even after covering him for 2 years when he was with the Cubs, he was always extremely nice and extremely accepting of conversation, but really didn't have much time. He was always a busy guy. The coaching staff under Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer at the time, they were, you know, busy all the time, really not a lot of time for interviews. So other than spring training occasionally during the year, I didn't know him all that well, not well enough. But obviously an articulate guy, a guy that has a great reputation. And I thought the real tell from the conversation was about, you know, year to year, he was looking at his career. He's not looking at the White Sox job as the worst job in baseball. He's looking at it as a challenge with a bunch of young, energetic front office people, and he's looking at it as a career.
Why do you think his profile, a former player who embraces analytics and has learned from some very good managers, why do you think the 42-year-old up-and-comer fit the profile more than the experienced manager who has done the job before?
I think they do want to have an updated version of Chicago White Sox baseball that includes analytics, that includes a strong R&D department that is all up to date. I think all of that is a part of what Chris Getz and his people want to do. So when people look at Jerry and they look at an 88-year-old owner and they say, you know, you're living in the past here, he's not a part of that. He trusts his baseball people here. This is a Chris Getz hire, just as Pedro Grifol was a hire by Williams and by Hahn. This is all on them, and he has their support totally. He supports everything that they do baseball wise. So for baseball fans, White Sox fans that don't trust Jerry, I think there's tremendous autonomy here for this front office to do the things they need to do.
And when you talk about a guy that is going to be relied upon for research and development, I mean, he's been through a lot of organizations. He knows how they use analytics. And really, the key for the White Sox is the development of these players. They're not going to be going out and bringing in a lot of established stars, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, again, what type of free agent market are we going to have, Mike and David? What type of you know, waiting around for players to fall through the cracks? The White Sox are not going to be signing $100 million ball players. They're going to be doing exactly what they did last year. They're going to hire the Youngs. They're going to hire the Tommy Pham's, people that can help them get better and people that they can flip at the deadline. That's a part of any rebuild. This rebuild, unfortunately, is starting over again after 121 losses. There's a full team offensively that they have to produce somewhere. They have to, you know, this as much as they've done pitching wise, which is really their first order of business last year. And I think they've come up with some really good young pitching in the organization. they have to do that with the offense this year coming up. It was just not a major league roster offensively at all.
So, Bruce, you're going to San Antonio next week to cover the GM meetings, and I just wonder, as Chris Getz gets ready to go there as well, will he be trying to lay the groundwork for a future deal for Garrett Crochet, for Luis Robert Jr.? What can he get accomplished next week?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, we saw Jorge Soler traded yesterday, okay? Yeah. I mean, so I think trades happening right away is certainly something more than you're going to see with free agency. Free agency is going to take its time. You know, certainly the Cubs are going to be waiting to see what Bellinger has to say here very quickly. But the reality of the free agent market establishing itself, that's going to take a while. I think teams that have young players that they have duplications for will be interested. And I think the White Sox will be at the forefront at the general manager meetings of teams voicing in some of the similar teams that were talking to them at the trading deadline this year. And more that now that you have Crochet two more years at a very favorable cost, you know, again, they're going to be looking for 3-4 outstanding players from another team. Are they going to hear the right names? We're going to find out. I don't know the timetable on that. I think hearing the right names from all the work that they've done behind the scenes on other teams and the availability and the credibility of those players, I think that's what's going to count.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, Bruce, just because I think there's going to be some action. I don't know that they will make that move now or they'll wait till the start of the season, but I feel like Crochet will be traded. I'm not sure about Luis Robert. I've heard a lot of people thinking that he needs to kind of build up his resume a little bit more before you could get a lot for him.
Well, I think you're right. I don't know about resume. I think trust in that he's healthy enough to come to a team and not break down. You know, he's had two major breakdowns in his career, but only 2 years ago he hit 38 home runs. Those type of players don't necessarily fall out of trees. There's a lot of talent there. We didn't see the timing and the hitting that we saw with Robert in the past last year. He was off. He played enough games after he came back from his injury, but other than the good playing on defense and stealing bases, his timing offensively was just way off. So we'll have to see if a new year brings a new player, but it's going to be difficult for other teams to be able to project what they're getting in Luis Robert.
Great stuff. Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right, guys. Have
safe
a great
journey.
Weekend.
I thought you were going to ask him if he was going with the general manager when you brought that
no,
up.
No, he's Getz. Not going. He's
Bruce
independent journalist.
I know he is.
9
but
to 11,
I'm saying,
Saturday mornings inside the clubhouse.
He's also he's a great reporter. That's
yes,
a good
is.
Way to get stuff.
Yes, he is. Okay.
We should tell you this segment on The Score brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Shop now at buyfordnow.com. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of The Score.